Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me. The way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves me.
But I bathed in the mire. Submerged myself in the decay of the world. Making bad decisions over and over again. Drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives. So my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me. Yeah. The way that God loves me. The way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I do this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a beautiful, beautiful, glorious day here in Maryland, in the United States of America. It is raining here in my neck of the woods. I hope that you are enjoying your morning, afternoon, late afternoon, and in some cases, evening, wherever you are, all over the world. Welcome, welcome to this another segment of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shero at your Ground Zero, welcoming you to another God-guided, anointed program. Thank you so much for being here. Hello to all of our friends joining me in the show chat room, and of course, those of you who are joining me on the call query, and those of you who will be joining me when you listen to the replay. Cannot forget about you, because you are a huge part of this program's success as well. Hello to Miss Pretty. So good to see you. Miss Pretty, for those of you who do not know, she has been jumping in and supporting since day one. Day one, which is over 4 years ago. I am always so delighted to see her when she can jump in on all of my programs, both this, the Sunday Morning Inspiration, and of course, the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show that airs on Saturday evenings. So as always, let's get started. I want everyone to be in our positions. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. This is how the show usually flows. We start off with our breathing exercises. We want to release everything that has been holding us back from the past week and beyond, way back in history. Some of us are still holding on to things for 5, 10, 20, 30 years. We need to let that go. We need to stop pulling around our broken pieces. We need to stop. And that's what this show is about today. So how we usually do this is that I always say, get in your favorite position and spot, lie back, sit back, close your eyes. We are about to start our breathing exercises. I want everyone to be with me, give you a few moments to get comfy, especially for our new members to our family. Once you're lying back, sitting, because I don't want anyone to fall when we close our eyes. Some people lose their balance when they have their eyes closed. We don't want anyone to get injured. So let's start. Eyes closed, lying back, or in a seated position. Eyes closed. Let's start with some deep breathing. Let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's do that one more time before I get into today's lesson. Let's inhale. Hold it. Now let's exhale. And I want you to just continue your breathing exercises throughout our lesson today. Just lie back and allow my voice to guide you. I want you to visualize today's lesson. It's all about the broken masterpiece. Let me say that again. It's all about the broken masterpiece. So many are probably thinking that we're talking about when someone has something of value to us and it gets broken for whatever reason. Well, let's look at that broken masterpiece in a different light today. You see, for many, once we're broken, we tend to wallow in the broken shards of a life we lived once. For some, it was beautiful, while others, it was absolute torment. But the end is the same. Somehow, our masterpiece was broken. For those of you who had the beautiful life, it was your life itself. For others, the masterpiece were the victims. We had to see that worth within ourselves as victims to know that we were indeed masterpieces. Time to choose the best pieces to create a beautiful new masterpiece. You see, we cannot just go out and buy something pretty and new. You see, the pieces are the lessons learned, not the pains and disappointments endured. Let me say that again. The pieces are the lessons learned. The best pieces are the lessons that we learn, because those pieces will help to keep us solid. They will help to ensure that we do not make the same mistakes again. When we recreate our new self, we rebuilt. Let me say that again. When we recreate our new self, we are rebuilt in the most resilient, beautiful, strong, and unique pieces. That's what makes us beautiful. We are brand new. We are something that was created brand new out of old parts, but only the best parts. So you see, from your tragedies, create your new triumph. From your pains, find your new purpose. Pick your best pieces, then sweep the rest away. That's the heartache and the pain and the disappointments. Sweep it away. Don't let it come back into your world, because you're now a brand new masterpiece. So you see, the broken masterpiece is not the end result. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Don't believe me? How about this? Let's talk about this week's inspiration, Psalm 31:12. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. So you see, if we continue to believe that, to live in that, we will become that. We will become that dead, broken vessel, lying in stagnant waters, allowing all of the parasites and all of the different types of vermin and things to infest our souls, infest our bodies, eat us away from the inside out and from the outside in. And for those of you who are new, I have what's called those quiet moments, because I want you to have that time to reflect, visualize, and think about these words. We need to reflect and visualize. So this is what the quiet times are for. Let's take this a step further, because you're saying, well, see, Maria, you just told me about being that broken vessel. That's where I am. Well, how about Psalms 147:3? He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Let me say this again. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Follow the lead of the great I Am, people. Those wounds. Pick up those best pieces. Create a brand new masterpiece. Just because we're broken does not mean we cannot become a brand new masterpiece. I want you to understand that. Look in that mirror and say to the person you see, you are a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. Say it till you believe it. You know, the meaning of masterpiece is a work of outstanding artistry, skill, or workmanship. Let me say that again. Now, this I got from the Oxford Dictionaries. A masterpiece is a work of outstanding artistry, skill, or workmanship Who better to create your brand new masterpiece than you? When you're looking at all of those broken shards that have shattered across the floor, you walk through and you remember a good time. You remember that time before you met your abusers, before you met your oppressors. Peace up, because that peace made you feel empowered. That peace made you feel beautiful and handsome and strong and resilient. And you continue to walk through, and each piece is a reflection of your life. I'm giving you this quiet time because I want you to think back to the best times in your life, not the okay times, because the okay times were somewhere between really bad and good, but maybe, but not so sure, so it's just okay. We want to pick the very best pieces, the very best pieces. Remember, you're going to throw away everything else. So many of us tend to let the same people back into our lives and over again. We are not only hurting ourselves, but we're enabling them. Be a neighbor, friend, coworker, boss, parent, family members, whomever. If they've hurt you throughout your life, then when they get quiet and it's all okay, I love you, I love you, you're the best, you're the best. They will come back and tear you down again at will because they don't care. They are not where you are. Those are the pieces you need to sweep away. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, you're going to feel like you just want to crawl up in a corner and cry your eyes out. And for some, just stand like a statue and refuse to have to deal with this. But in order for you to create your new masterpiece, you have to get rid of all the pieces that no longer serve a purpose. You have to let them go. Are you ready to pick the very best pieces and rebuild your new masterpiece? The broken masterpiece is not the end. It is the beginning. Picture that life of disappointment, heartache, and pain. That's your old masterpiece sitting on a mantle. Somebody may knock it. You pray that it doesn't fall down and shatter. Somebody may not want it anymore, put it in a corner, ignore it, mistreat it. Be on the prowl for something better, always going out shopping for something new, prettier, and much more pleasing to the eyes. There's some masterpieces in some of the most famous museums in the world. They do nothing for me. But I appreciate the stories behind them. When you get to that point as a masterpiece, when no one can appreciate anything about you, and at some point they end up destroying you, time for you to take those pieces, the best pieces, when you were revered on that pedestal and everyone adored you and loved you and respected you and cared for you. You have to pick up those best memories. And trust me, the new masterpiece may not look like the old piece because there's missing pieces from all of the broken pieces that serve you no purpose that you have swept away. There may be holes in some spots, but guess what? That means that you now have room for something new to come in, for a new piece to work its way in. To fill in that void that you may have. You may have a lot, depending on how you put the new pieces together. It's going to be something beautiful, dynamic, totally different. You would have never envisioned or imagined the old masterpiece becoming the new. So you have all of this open space and freedom, and you're just open and free to allow all of the positive that you want to come in. Some become an intricate part of your new masterpiece, while others just flow through. They come through for a while, and then they flow through one of the open ends, and they leave through the other. This is how we have to think about it. We don't have to fill it all in to become whole and become what we were before. Alleviated some of that weight, some of those pieces. We have lightened our load. Close your eyes and see your new masterpiece. Imagine yourself as a vase, beautiful. When you were purchased initially, you were loved and you were wonderful, but over the years, you didn't have that same luster. You didn't have that same appeal to the person who admired you initially, or the persons. Or someone decided, hey, I don't like this piece. I like that piece better. So they did everything to convince everyone to get rid of the piece that you are and get something new. Or the person who admired you initially decided it's time for a change. They go out shopping looking for something else. And suddenly, instead of them just walking away, leaving or giving you away to someone who may like you, they decide to destroy you. It's how our lives are in many ways. So what we have to do is pick up those beautiful pieces that are left and create something new. So today again, Psalm 31:12. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. But yet here comes Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. It can happen. You just have to believe. Just remember, the broken masterpiece is not the end. It is the beginning. So as always, before we go, so many things are happening in my life. So many new things are going on right now. This is what happens when you walk in your purpose towards your destiny, when you're God-guided. The WeChat program, of course, it's a monthly segment of the Saturday evening show, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here in the United States. Well, the WeChat show is now a television show. We were invited by the Gathering Place Television and Radio Network to come on and do some segments for television. So WeChat, Women's Empowerment Chat, is already airing. You can see all of the segments that are currently airing from my website, www.cmariawall.com. You can listen to the shows. You can watch them. You can see a lot of my other past appearances and interviews there as well. Just click on the listening room there. I want to thank Deacon Thomas Farr for giving us that opportunity to take Women's Empowerment Chat to the next level. And something else is coming. It'll be airing on the Comcast network. The name of the show is Focus. It's about females offering clarity, unity, and success. Myself and four other female hosts will be bringing you the absolute best in almost everything, because we want to share our journeys and also tell you ways that you can walk in the path to your purpose, enlightenment, and destiny as well. So be looking for that. You'll find all of the information on that. And that show is scheduled to start airing in December 2015. Again, if you'd like to get involved, if you'd like to request a prayer or words of encouragement, you have a question, several ways. The biggest way now is to visit my website, www.cmariawall.com. There's all of the links are there for you to learn about the Wall Foundation Incorporated. Of course, there's ways for you to donate, get involved, reach out to me. Whatever you need, you can get the information or contact someone here at the foundation to help you. I want to thank you so much for your continued support, for your prayers, for your encouragement, for your validation. God sends validation to me through you. So as always, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So before I go, I want to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So until next time, I'm going to start the music again so that you can reflect, visualize your new masterpiece. I hope you're still lying back and in your seated position. Close your eyes. Look at your broken masterpiece and start picking the very best pieces, so that you can create something new, resilient, beautiful, strong, and unique. So before the music starts, as always, I'd like to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator and the shero at your ground zero, praying each and every one of you enough. Lord willing, I will see you back here again soon on another segment of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. Let's continue with our breathing exercises. I'm going to start the music. Just relax. This is our moment. Just 30 minutes of your Sunday morning, then most of you will begin your day. I have to prepare for church, so I'll be leaving soon to get ready for that. Just remember, you are a masterpiece, a beautiful, beautiful, strong, unique work of art. Never forget that. Never forget that. Until next time, my beloveds, be well and be blessed.